It's something to be great, isn't it? Isn't it something to be great? But when you have something surpass greatness, where you going? You're going beyond greatness. I trust y'all got your spiritual ears open today. Woo! Of his power and in us who believe. Notice it, you qualify. It's qualified by the one that believes. If you don't believe it, it doesn't work for you. How do you know you believe it? You're doing it. Who believe? He said, as demonstrated in the working of his mighty strength. He demonstrated this power, how it will work, so you'll know. So you have evidence, so you have proof. This mighty power, how it works in his mighty strength. And he said, look, this is Paul praying this prayer and teaching this to the saints. He said, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him where? From the dead and seated him at his what? Own right hand. Where? In heavenly places. Barely above your problem. That verse 21, put it up there. Barely above. Oh, I got that word wrong, didn't I? Let me correct myself. Far. How much? Far above what? How many? When you get all of Houston, how much do you have? What's left out? Nothing left. All rulers, all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named. I want to ask y'all a question. Is coronavirus included into a name? So he's saying coronavirus, Jesus has been raised far above coronavirus, rule, authority, power, dominion, and coronavirus, and every name that is named. And so when I know this, fear is out the door. I'm not afraid of anything. What did God say? If God be for you, if God be for me, Romans 8, who can be against me? Greater is he that's in you than he that is where? In the world. If God is in me and my faith is active and I'm convinced on the inside, what is it out there can overcome me? That's why Satan always wants to get you to fear first. If he can get his fear in you, he can defeat you. But if you want fear, and if you walk in faith, and you use your faith, and you say very boldly, you ain't coming here. I didn't invite you. You're not welcome. And I have no place for you. There's no place, there's no room in my body, in my life, for you. So you're going to find you somewhere else to go. I'm all full up. I'm all filled up. I am filled to the brim. There's no room for you. How can I say that? Because I have revelation of God dwelling in me now. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now. He's present and dwelling in me. And I have his word that he said, I will never leave you. I have made my permanent home in you. Hallelujah. So verse 21 says, far above all authority, rulers. The King James says, far above all principalities, power, might, and dominion. And every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in what? That is which to come. Now look at 22. It has put all things where? Under his what? Let me ask you something. Would you agree? Would this be agreeable with you? We know that we are the body of Christ, which we're going to deal with in future days. More detail, but I want to make mention. But would you agree that Jesus is the head of the church? Would you agree with that? Well, let me ask you another question. Can the head be the feet? So, he said, far above all rule and authority, right? And verse 22 said, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be what? Over all things to the church. Now look to what it says. The church, which is his body. Now, are your head, you got a body. Is your head is your feet? Jesus is the head. We are the body because he said we, which is his body. That means you, and you, and all of us makes up the body of Christ. Now, let me ask you this. We're still talking about Revelation. All right? Would you come in the building and your head sit over there and you say, go over yonder and sit down, buddy. I don't want you over here. So you telling me wherever your head goes, your body is with you. Ooh. So Jesus is the head, we're the body. And wherever I go, that means the head is with me. Do you know what you got? Do you know who you are? When you know this, then you don't talk that stuff about, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do what my father said do. I'm going to do what the head instructed me to do. When demons and devils and problem comes up, I'm not going to accept them. I'm going to resist them. How do you resist them? I resist them with what he gave me to resist them with. And what did he give me to resist the devil with? What was his command to us? He said, go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, didn't he say? This is Mark 16:15. He that believeth and is baptized shall be what? He that believeth not shall be damned or condemned. And these signs shall follow them that believe, right? In my name. In what? My name, the believing one, they shall do what? Y'all so quiet with that. They shall do what? Cast out demons or cast out the devil. So how do you do that in the name of Jesus? How do you gonna start that car up when you leave here? You're going to stick it in the key or you got one of the remotes, you can just punch the button. Are you going to stick it in the hubcap or stick it up the tailpipes or give me some sound here? No, you know exactly what to do to start that car. That key control what that car will do. The name of Jesus, control your life here on this earth. And demons and devils have to flee at the mention of that name, because you know what you got